Ahead of the trip, Veronica spoke with Portugal's ambassador to the Holy See, João Alberto Bacelar da Rocha Paris, who explains the four-day visit's dual aims.
I think that this visit is twofold. It has one part which has to do with, let us say, politics, and another one which has to do with religion. As far as the first part is concerned, I can give my opinion, of course. And I think that we are here in front of an answer of the Holy Father to an invitation which was addressed to him in 2008 from the President of the Portuguese Republic when he visited Pope Benedict XVI officially. This is the question which I'd like to begin by stressing. So it's an answer to an invitation addressed by a head of state. And as you know, it was Pope Alexander III in 1179 who, through the papal edict Manifestis Probatum, has recognized the autonomy of Portugal as far as the then Kingdom of Leon was concerned. And from then on until today, there are very, very strong bilateral relations between the Holy See and Rome and Portugal, Lisbon. This being said, I think that the visit of the Holy Father to Portugal cannot but assume a very important significance to my country and to Portuguese people. We should not forget that the Holy Father is a very highly respected personality all over the world, not only in the religious field. So in my opinion, the visit will be a great moment for Portugal and a moment of a very high impact, political and not only.
Because of visibility?
Because of we had the last visit of the Pope with the Holy Father John Paul II a long time ago.
I don't 10 know. Years ago.
Well, 10 years ago is a lot of time, as you may imagine, even if it's not a lot of time in historical perspective, in day-to-day life perspective, it's a long time. And a lot of changes happened. Anyway, if I can look around me to the visits that this Pope has made already since he began his term, I think that all those visits had an enormous impact. And I don't see any reason to envisage the next visit to Portugal differently.
For the Portuguese people, is this more a visit to Fatima?
No, I don't think so. I think that it's a visit to Portugal. As you probably know, the program of the visit envisages a stay in Lisbon, another in Fatima, and another one in Oporto. And this means that in geographical terms, the Pope begins by, let us say so, more southern part of the rectangle, which is Portugal, goes then to the center of it and finishes in the north of it. This is, in my opinion, as I said, a visit more to Portugal than to one of these three points of Portugal.
When you presented your letters of credence as ambassador of Portugal to the Holy See in 2004, Pope John Paul II thanked the Portuguese nation for standing up for their Christian conviction when it came to co-drafting the European Constitution. 6 years on from that date, would you say Portugal still has a role to play in asserting Christian identity, both within Europe and more broadly in international context?
Well, I think that in that period of almost 6 years since I presented my letters to Holy Father John Paul II, nothing of substantial has changed in the core of the Portuguese cultural heritage. As you know, cultural heritages and cultural identities of countries and peoples are not the result of a short period. They are the result of a long period of decantation and evolution. This means that cultural identities have never been forged from one day to the other. And as far as Portugal is concerned, that cultural heritage is 900 years of age, or has 900 years of age. I think that in this context, nothing has changed substantially. And so the contribution that my country can give in asserting to the European Union and to the world that a Christian identity is a cornerstone of our civilization, of our, I mean, Western civilization, has not changed at all in the last 5 years. Everything that may have changed are very, very minor or superficial points, not substantial ones.
The signing of a new concordat between the Holy See and Portugal back in 2004 confirmed the historical relations between the Catholic Church and Portugal, highlighting the mutual responsibility in building a society that promotes the dignity of the human person, justice and peace. How easy is this in Portugal's increasingly secular society like everywhere else in Europe?
Yes, I really do not think that the defense of human dignity, justice and freedom be incompatible with today's increasingly wide trend towards secular societies. I think that in this respect I'd like to recall a quite important speech delivered some years ago by President Nicolas Sarkozy here in Rome in the Basilica of St. John in Lateran, in which he spoke about the principle of positive late, later elaborated in several occasions by Pope Benedict XVI, which is not more than the admission of the fact that the roles of the Church and of the state may be complementary and may complement each other in our societies to the benefit of humankind. As a matter of fact, I think that we are here confronted to nothing more than recalling the very old say that according to which to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and to God what belongs to God. So I think that there is a perfect compatibility between the two sectors of our life today.
And a warm thanks there to Portugal's ambassador to the Holy See, João Alberto Bachelar da Rocha Paris.